Mr. Lawson, are you there?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Seems like many hours ago that we talked with you as the vote counting was just getting underway, and the story has certainly changed at this point, as we've just been listening to Governor McCrory talking about his understanding of the process of canvassing votes, et cetera. So tell us what will happen next with a governor's race that is ending this tight.
So there are a number of processes that take place after all of the votes have been tabulated, because what you see reflected on the website, both third parties and our website, only reflects the votes as we have them so far, does not reflect every single absentee that will trickle in over the next couple of days, does not reflect decisions on provisional ballots that have been cast across the state. Those decisions will continue to be made at the county level. And after the initial canvass at the county level, which is 10 days from today, at that Friday, you'll have an opportunity to demand a recount if you are in a statewide office within 10,000 votes of your opponent, or half of a percent, whichever is the lower number.
And Josh, hey, it's Tom Bullock again.
Hey, Tom.
Any idea, any kind of estimate on the number of provisional ballots statewide?
It would be wild speculation at this point. Those will be a known quantity tomorrow and the next day. Election day provisionals have to be entered into our statewide system. We have them from early voting almost immediately, but they have to be entered. So we'll know that tomorrow.
And then, Josh, this is Michael Bitzer. You've also got mail-in ballots that could potentially be coming in as well that were postmarked today. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. So because of the holiday, you actually have until the 14th to get it in, but it had to have been postmarked today. And that's for a regular citizen absentee.
So, Josh, it's Tom Bullock again. Have you, in your time there at the North Carolina State Board of Elections, have you seen a race this close? Is this something that the state board has experience in, or is this kind of new ground?
My and it's funny as you say that, my other cell phone was lighting up with Don Wright, who had a much larger sample size than I did. He was here for more than a decade. I've only been here since 2014. We did have a statewide race in the Supreme Court back in 2014 that went to a recount. I don't recall the margin right offhand.
Okay.
And Mr. Lawson, Mark Rumsey again here. With things being this tight and all these processes starting to kick in now, are there any extra measures that will be taken just in terms of securing all of this data, or making sure that all of these different forms of balloting and the processing of the provisionals and so forth is done in a very secure way?
It's our job and the county's job always to sweat those issues and try to ensure that the best practices are in place, regardless of how many eyes are going to be on it. Of course, we're cognizant that when there is such a slight margin between important contests, that there will be more eyes. We have already been emphasizing to certain counties the necessity that there be a good chain of custody for all necessary pieces of that tabulation process, from electronic equipment, ballots themselves, making sure that everything is locked, and certainly accounted for with witnesses anytime there's a human being interacting with materials. Mm-hmm.
And also, is there any precedent or protocol when there's a race this close in a state where we know there were federal election monitors coming in, and there's been litigation, you know, lawsuits over voting procedures and registration procedures, et cetera, in North Carolina. Would you expect any additional outside, federal or outside oversight going forward on this governor's race?
In my capacity as counsel to the board, I don't think I would be speculating as to who may or may not do this and for what. But, you know, it's certainly not outside the realm of possibility.
Okay. Well, Josh Lawson, General Counsel for the North Carolina Board of Elections, long night, some long days ahead, I'm sure. So thanks for your time tonight.
Certainly. Good luck.